Time to do the job. Time to do the job! Behold the jobber of jobbers. Daniel Jobber. Shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
What's up, everybody? This is the Edmonton area's own D-Job, Danimal Daniel Jobber, with the Jobbing Out with Danimal Daniel Jobber, WWE Great Balls of Fire preview and prediction show. Anyways, this is a Raw-branded pay-per-view. And it actually has potential to be one of the most entertaining pay-per-views of the year. A whole horde of great matches on this show on Sunday. So anyway, let's get right into the pay-per-view. It's going to be a dandy. First off, the kickoff match, and unfortunately relegated to the kickoff match, is the Cruiserweight Championship match. Akira Tozawa against Neville. Pretty much on the being on the preview show pretty much tells the tale of it. They care so little about it, they're not even going to put it on the main card, so there's not going to be a title change here. This will just be an entertaining showcase, and I guess Neville's going to retain for now, and maybe it's not the right time for him to drop the title yet anyways. And it probably isn't until SummerSlam at the earliest, but so yeah, it's what it is. It's my prediction is going to be Neville retaining one way or another against Akira Tozawa. Then we have the Miz versus Dean Ambrose for the Intercontinental Championship, and this has been going on for way too long. And Dean Ambrose beating The Miz for the title is not going to solve that. I think this rivalry just needs to end. So picking The Miz to win, end the rivalry once and for all. Hopefully we can move on. Maybe, who knows, maybe we'll have some interference from Stuffed Bears. I don't know. The shenanigans they've been pulling with this feud has gone pretty crazy. So, but yes, picking The Miz to retain. Then we have the Tag Team Championship match. And this is a 30-man Iron Team match between the Hardy Boys and the champions Cesaro and Sheamus. And this ought to be very interesting. And originally, they'd actually picked the Hardy Boys to win, or they were the favorites to win, but now Cesaro and Sheamus are the favorites to win. And really, I just don't see any advantage to the Hardy Boys winning. I think their story is best told with them struggling and being frustrated, not able to achieve what they want to achieve. That seems to be the best story for them in the WWE, and maybe even leading to, hopefully at some point, some form of broken gimmick, where they get so frustrated they just become broken. So I'm picking Cesaro and Sheamus to retain anyways. I just don't see any reason for the Hardy Boys to win the title. I don't think it adds anything to the story going into SummerSlam. Then we have Alexa Bliss defending the Raw Women's Championship against Sasha Banks. And this is an ordinary match, I guess. And it seems almost too soon. It seems like Sasha Banks should have been in a... This could be a match for SummerSlam, so I think it's just going to get the ball rolling on this feud here. I don't see Sasha Banks winning the title. I don't think that adds much going into SummerSlam. Oh, if there was going to be a title change, this probably could be it, I guess, and have it then just reverse the roles going into SummerSlam. But I think this is a title change that should happen at the earliest at SummerSlam. So I'm going to pick Alexa Bliss to retain here. I'm actually not picking any title changes this card. I think it'll be like a glorified house show, an amazing dream house show where you don't expect title changes. Anyways, then we had the recently split up Big Cass Castle versus Enzo Amore. And they're finally going to have their first feud match together to express their grievances. Of course, I guess Cass already expressed his grievances. And yeah, I guess Enzo did sort of too on Raw last week, coming out and attacking Big Cass. So yeah, this is going to be a good match, but they're really trying to elevate Big Cass with this as a single star. So Big Cass will come up with the victory, probably quite clean. I don't know what Enzo will do against him, but I'm sure there'll be a lot of talking. And then we have Seth Rollins finally getting to resolve his feud against Bray Wyatt. It's been going on for a little while. Bray Wyatt with his creepy promos, Seth Rollins saying, "You're not a god," and really crazy because we know Seth Rollins doesn't really believe in gods to begin with. It almost like he's too open to Bray Wyatt's claims that he's this amazing figure, god figure. But he should be saying, "There's no such thing." Get over yourself. But anyways, this originally they had Bray Wyatt as a favorite in this match, and then they changed it to Seth Rollins, and I can't see Bray Wyatt winning this match. I'd love it. I'd be cheering for Bray Wyatt, but I can't see Bray Wyatt beating Seth Rollins. Unless they're going to carry the story on longer. It's the only reason I can see Bray Wyatt getting any kind of a victory in this match. And finally, well, I guess not finally, well, the double main event, I guess. The ambulance match between Braun Strowman, roar, against Roman Reigns, the big dog, hoo-ah. And this ought to be a good rivalry match. They now have Braun Strowman as the favorite, but I can't see Braun Strowman beating Roman Reigns when Roman Reigns is supposed to face Brock Lesnar at SummerSlam, so I don't see it happening. If it does, they're going to carry on the feud a little longer, well, whatever, but I pick Roman Reigns to win this match. It'll be an epic struggle. Braun Strowman will do everything. Everyone will think he's going to beat him, and then Roman Reigns will come from nowhere and somehow manage to throw him in the ambulance and win. That's my prediction. And finally, we have Brock Lesnar versus Samoa Joe. And finally, the long overdue, long awaited, way too long overdue title match defense for Brock Lesnar, who hasn't defended it since WrestleMania. And it's almost SummerSlam. Really, really sad at that, of course. I mentioned that, said that very many times. Finally going to defend his title against Samoa Joe. And this will be another good match, but why I can't see why Samoa Joe would win the match. There's too little time before SummerSlam. Pretty much expected that Brock Lesnar is going to defend the title against Roman Reigns at SummerSlam. I think Samoa Joe put on a great show, and it'll look like he's going to destroy Brock Lesnar, but then Brock Lesnar will come out with a F5 or whatever and pick up the victory defending the title. Or maybe they'll have a match end in some form of dirty finish, but they need to satisfy the fans' hunger for this match. Otherwise, the fans will be even more likely to, not likely to do it anyway, but to poo-poo on the Roman Reigns Brock Lesnar match at SummerSlam. So they need to satisfy the fans' hunger. So I think a Brock Lesnar winning a really tight match clean would make the most sense. But if they do have a dirty finish, it has to be a really good match so the fans are prepared to be patient for the next meeting between these two, because this match probably could carry on to be even a WrestleMania match or some major main event. These guys deserve a very high-profile match, and I don't think this is it just yet. So, but anyways, that's my predictions. Short video, not much to say. Even with a big card like this, the matches seem pretty set in stone. Like I said, it's almost like a glorified house show where the wrestling will hopefully be amazing, like a dream house show. Just to recap, I have Neville defending against Akira Tozawa retaining. In some fashion or other, probably a submission. Or they might have a dirty finish to keep the feud going longer. But I think they should really set up a multi-man match for WrestleMania myself, or for SummerSlam myself, not just Tozawa against Neville again. Then I have The Miz defending against Dean Ambrose, finally ending the feud. I have Cesaro and Sheamus overcoming the Hardys and retaining the Raw Tag Team Championship in the 30-man Iron Man match. And of course the Hardys continuing to struggle to achieve what they want to achieve. I have Alexa Bliss retaining the title against Sasha Banks. I have Big Cass defeating Enzo Amore in the Rival grudge match. I have Seth Rollins beating Bray Wyatt. I have Roman Reigns beating Braun Strowman in the ambulance match. And finally I have Brock Lesnar retaining the title in some fashion against Samoa Joe. My bet vote hope would be a clean victory. So the fans will, in a really tight match, so the fans will have their hunger satisfied between these two, till after SummerSlam sometime. So anyway, that's all I got. That's the entire card. That's all I got to say about it. I am a little disappointed they put Akira Tozawa versus Neville on the kickoff show. That pretty much tells you there won't be a title change in that one. Thought they deserved better. But they're still building the Cruiserweight division, hopefully building to something decent at SummerSlam. So what can you do? So anyways, this has been the Jobbing Out with Daniel Jobber. WWE Great Balls of Fire pay-per-view preview and prediction show. Thanks for watching. As always, this is brought to you by the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network, the Edmonton SPN. I hope you will check us out on Podbean, the amazing cellular app, YouTube, Google Play Music, and iTunes. And, of course, follow us on Edmonton SPN, capital E on Edmonton, capital S, capital P, capital N. On Twitter, and of course follow Mike the Ref on Instagram under Mike the Ref EDM, all lowercase. Of course, I'm Daniel Jobber. You can follow me at Daniel Jobber, capital D, capital J, and on Instagram under Daniel Jobber, all lowercase. This video is going to be up on my YouTube channel under Daniel Jobber. And if you really Want to experience the full jobber goodness, you should go to DanielDanieljobber.ca, my awesome website, and check out my Cruiserweight Power Rankings, my fun stuff, and all my shenanigans. I hope you do. And you can, of course, there and on whatamaneuver.net, you can go and buy official Edmonton Sports Podcast Network merchandise, including the official Danimal Daniel Jobber merchandise, including this awesome T-shirt. So I hope you'll check it out either on my website or go straight to whatamaneuver.net and look up the Edmonton SPN. And I hope you enjoy this pay-per-view this weekend. Should be a dandy. Great Balls of Fire. The great pay-per-view with a very funny name. This pay-per-view is going to have balls. Hope you enjoy it. Hope you have a great weekend. Jobber out.
Time to do the job! Behold the jobber of jobbers. Daniel Jobber.